But the Indians used to eat the cattails stem because it'd be like kind of like asparagus. But you'd have to pull that fuzzy stuff off. I got some out there. You can show them to if you want.
And how about different bugs? Speaking of poisonous bushes and vines, how about bugs that bite you and hurt?
Well, some people are killed by wasps, allergic to wasps. Bees hurt some people. My daddy used to have beehives, and my sister got covered with bees and came down here killing them, but my son could rob a beehive and then it wouldn't sting him. I don't know why. He could just put his hands in and get the comb and the honey out. And he had some down the farm there, some hives, and he'd rob them and bring them home.
What do we, if these things that build, not exactly hives, but sort of paper, long, paper-like nests?
You mean hornets?
Is that a hornet?
Hornets, they're dangerous.
And what are the ones that nest in logs?
What you mean, yellow jackets?
Is that a yellow jacket? And how about the ones that make...
dirt daubers?
Yeah, now some people say that they're not, they don't hurt when they sting. Is that true?
They're not that bad, they don't, but they sure do leave a lot of mess around. There's a little one that comes out in my tool house out there and they make a little every year, and I'll see them sometime. And I'll open the door, and they're not yellow jackets, but they're small. I don't know exactly what they are. They're not wasps, and they're not dirt divers, and they're not hornets, but they're kind of black and white, and they make the nest like a dirt divers make theirs out of dirt. Have little holes to go in. But they fly at you all at once and just cover you. And last spring when I went to get my mower, they just bit me all over this, both arms and on my face and on the neck, before I could get out the door. And I didn't know how bad it's gonna be. And I had a little bottle of kerosene out there, and I just grabbed that bottle of kerosene and just began rubbing it all over me, just like that. Up here too, and all of that kerosene. And you know, they didn't bother much. And then the boys wouldn't go in there, the nigger boys wouldn't go in there to get the mower. And I said, where is that thing? Where is that little nest? He says, over there under that thing you got hanging up over there. I don't know. I said, well, get out of the way. I've already been stung, and I'll get the thing. I'm the one that has to do all the hard work.
did they come after you again or not?
I came to the house, though, before I went in, and I found a little can I had with insect spray. And I got sideways and I sprayed. And that kept them away from me. And I just kept spraying until I got up to it. And then I got me a hole and knocked it down and squashed it. And it's full of little ones, you know.
What are the ones that, what you used to call the ones that just fly around and make you itch a little bit, but don't really hurt?
Mosquitoes.
And
they'll give you malaria if you get a female hitting you. Now the male mosquito doesn't hurt you. He's the one that makes the noise. He's the one sings. Female is sly, like I told you. She's the one that does the dirt.
And how about these little things that get under your skin if you walk through?
Red bugs, they'll eat you up. Especially red bugs. You have to put kerosene. If you want to go pick some blackberries, put you some kerosene around your waist or some off. Get you some stuff called off and spray yourself. But red bugs will just give you real hot fever if you don't get them off right now. And they get under the skin, they're going to itch for weeks at a time. You can't get them off. But if you can, as soon as they come in, if you got good eyesight, you can take a needle and pick them off. But there'll be hundreds of them on you. There's hundreds of them.
And how about these bugs that are pretty good size? They jump.
Grasshopper?
Ever hear of them called hoppergrass?
No, I call them grasshopper. They don't hurt you.